Threadbare, A Needlecraft Mystery by Monica Ferris, narrated by Susan Boyce. Chapter 1. Randy Untweiler, 17, a tall, skinny kid with dark blonde hair, was the one who found her. He came out of the movie theater by the back door. He'd stayed after the last show to sweep up and was carrying a bag of trash to be put into the huge green dumpster near the door. He wouldn't have seen her, because it was dark, and had been snowing heavily. In fact, it was still snowing. All he knew was that he tripped over something big and hard and fell. The trash bag split open when he landed on it, and he began swearing as he picked up the candy wrappers and empty popcorn and soft drink containers by the glow of a distant street lamp. It occurred to him to wonder what had tripped him, and he went over to kick at the object, whatever it was. Using his cell phone to weakly light the area, he dislodged enough snow to disclose the blank, cold face of an old woman with hair the same color as the snow. After an astonished few seconds, he texted his best friend Adam that he'd found a woman's dead body. Adam texted back, "You are joking." And Randy texted, "For real." And Adam texted, "Call 911. But Randy decided that such things as finding dead bodies didn't happen to people like him, and therefore it wasn't real after all. Maybe it was a store dummy. He pulled off a glove and touched the face and found it as hard and cold as plaster. Still, he phoned his girlfriend, Harriet, to consult with her, and while arguing with her about it, Adam arrived, still zipping up his coat. Adam, short, plump, and intelligent, looked at the body and declared in scatological and obscene terms that Randy must quit acting.